Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Despite what their moms told them, they just aren't talented enough for radio. Unfortunately, anyone can have a show these days. Sean.
Well, I'm pretty hard to figure out sometimes. In fact, I can't even figure myself out sometimes, so don't you try to.
Joe.
You're an idiot. Really, a disloyal person.
This is the Cuse Militia. Now, those two unapologetically biased orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
It's the most bullshit thing I've seen in 30 years.
Welcome, orange men and ladies. Happy Tuesday. This is the Cuse Militia with Sean and Joe. Thank you so much for tuning in at Cuse Militia on the socials. Go there, join the militia. Rate, review, subscribe. Thanks in advance for that. That really helps us out, by the way. We appreciate everybody who has done so thus far.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, this is your Liberty preview. Okay. Mm. Don't have a ton of great news tonight. In fact, right before we came on, we learned that we have most likely seen the last of Andre Sisco. Looks like he's going to be entering the 2021 draft. So it doesn't look like.
Did you watch
like
that video?
I sure did.
Was there any like people or was he talking on it or?
It was almost like highlight.
But there was no one
thing.
Talking? There was no dialogue?
I did not hear any dialogue, no. I mean,
So it's kind of weird, right?
Yeah, no.
Because nothing I saw out of the tweet said that he was going to the NFL, so.
Right, he posted a video, says, thank you for turning me into a demonstration, my path, let's ball. Hour. Minute 30 video. We posted it on Twitter, that dump.
Yeah.
So
yeah, well, I mean, I have to assume Nate makes better than that, and he's probably got it from the horse's mouth. I'm sure he wouldn't. He wouldn't, because that tweet doesn't come out and say that. I mean, that's pretty. To me, if you read that and you get going to the NFL draft out of that, then that's. But obviously, he's got to have some type of, information.
Right, and this just happened, so we're kind of doing this live right now, to be honest with you.
Yeah. So I'm sure there's going to be more stuff that comes out, right?
They're the only ones reporting on it as of now, and you know how it is when you're Syracuse.com, the giant in Syracuse sports media. So
first dibs, bro.
They're going to get first dibs. Yeah. So keep an eye on that. That's what's being reported. Go Syracuse.com. Look at that. You can go to the Twitter, and you can look at his video he put up there. Juwar Jordan in Tommy DeVito. No news on Tommy DeVito. No news really on Juwar Jordan either. Coach did touch on each one of those briefly during his Liberty pregame press conference, and there was no information to be had. So we thought maybe we'd hear something today on DeVito. I'm not very optimistic about the DeVito thing. I am not trying to be pessimistic. I'm just trying to be realistic.
Right.
So it just did not look good. Let's be honest.
No, it didn't. And there was a 247 Sports. And I mean, you've seen a couple of different people that leaked it. And we saw the same thing with Sisco when this happened, 247 Sports. And they were right. So I'm kind of leaning on. Yeah, history as far as the way that it went with Sisco to where it's probably the exact same situation. I wouldn't be surprised if Dino doesn't say anything about it. Maybe they're getting a second opinion, different doctor, who knows. But
right,
he's probably going to hold, again, the cards close to the chest and not give Liberty anything. But realistically, if you're Liberty, I mean, even if it's not out for the season, he's not playing next game, right? So well, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, eventually, if Dino fashion, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen after the game on Saturday.
All right. So as you well know, if you've been on social, well, if you've been on Twitter at all today, and probably Facebook, if you're in any of these groups, you know that 3 years ago today, Syracuse beat number two Clemson. Put us on the map 2 years in a row. Great job. But guess what? Guess what? I love the celebration, but I don't know. It wasn't a championship, but yes, great memories 3 years ago. Absolutely. So, all right. with that said, let's go ahead and hear from our title sponsor and more of the Cuse Militia and also Armchair Media and Ty Thoughts, obviously. Look, we've talked about it. You can speculate on when you think fans are going to be back, but it is not looking good inside the Dome, I can tell you that much, or just New York in general. So if you can't go to a game, you can still get in on all the action. BetOnline's going the extra mile to make sure you can, and they want you to get involved in everything imaginable online, from game spread and totals to team player and coaching props. BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any other place online. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start off on wagering on win, division, and championship futures right now. Just head over to BetOnline.ag and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Thank you, BetOnline. Look, you know the Lawnmower 3.0. This is the new model. You want the newest, greatest, the latest, greatest stuff? Get the Lawnmower 3.0, premium electric trimmer that's designed to give you a confidence boost through body image. The Lawnmower 3.0, it's also waterproof, comes with an LED light. You guys know the line. You can do this thing anywhere. Also, accompanied with the Shears 2.0 luxury four-piece nail kit featuring tempered stainless steel tools, and it includes tip tweezers, rounded point scissors, fingernail clippers, and the nail file. You guys know the nail file. You know all about it. I've made plenty of terrible jokes about it, and I'm out. I got nothing. The Shears 2.0 nail kit allows you to pluck your eyebrows and trim your nails in any style. Look, go to their website. Check out the crop preserver, the anti-chafing cream, the spritzel for the schnitzel, the cologne. Get it all there at manscaped.com. Get 20% off and free shipping. Listeners of this show, just enter the promo code armchair at checkout. That's manscaped.com. Get 20% off and free shipping. Go to manscaped.com. Use the promo code armchair. Thank you, manscaped.com. All right. So the all-time series with the Orange and the Flames sits at 1-0 in favor of Syracuse when they took them down 24-0 last year in the first game of the season last year, in fact. So that was our you know, our one defining moment of the season, kind of, if you will, right? If you remember that game, remember the post game of that, even after a win. So, Look, versatile junior quarterback, Auburn transfer, Malik Willis, 595 yards passing thus far this year with two touchdowns and one interception on 80 attempts, 47 rushes, averaging 7.2 yards a carry for 340 yards, totaling up four TDs in those 47 rushes. Second to 5'11", 200-pound senior running back Joshua Mack. Mack is averaging 6.1 yards on 59 carries, totaling 359 yards and one touchdown. Senior receiver DJ Stubbs, he leads the way in receiving yards with 246 and two touchdowns. And on the defensive side of the ball, the man you need to look out for is linebacker Anthony Butler. He leads his team in tackling and also two interceptions. Not leading interceptions, but two interceptions. Junior defensive end Darrell Johnson with an honorable mention here, leading his team with sacks. That is 5 out of 14 tackles. So, Joe, if you listen to Coach Baber's press conference, this is an older team. I mean, not older, but they're a. Help me out here.
An older team
They're
more experience.
Experience. Thank you. Experience. I was having a hard time, bro. I'm sorry. Experience.
You got to talk about what we know as far as how some of the injuries went and defensively, how many young kids we've seen. Now we got our quarterback down. We got our running backs down. But hell, we don't even know if we're going to have Sean Tucker back. So any team that's got any type of experience where they got older guys, we talked about it last podcast, some of these defensive guys, they're in the right position trying to make the right play, and they don't make it just because of the fact that they're just 18. They're small. They're not where they're going to be 2 years. They weren't expected to be able to have to come in and actually help this year, and lo and behold, here we are. So again, I can only imagine there's going to be a situation where there's a travel roster that's more healthy and deeper than our home roster. And you have to remember, it's Hugh Freeze. He was very successful in Ole Miss for a little while. And, you know, as the SEC goes, if you can't win, you know, you can't beat Alabama, you only last there for so long. So it's not more or less a lot of times the coaches that leave or get booted out of the SEC. It's not because they're not good coaches. It's because the whole standard of all the SEC schools mostly is you got to beat, you know, your in-state rival in Alabama. And if you can't challenge for a title, then you end up, they move on to somebody else who can try to do it. So he's got a big name, went up to Liberty, and he got a lot of transfers. There were some people last year that had to sit out, and this is one of them. You're talking about Malik Willis, his quarterback. Mm-hmm. That's a guy that you really got to look at because he's very, very versatile, and we talked about it. I mean, that's what made us good with Dungy, and if you got a quarterback that can run in college, boy, you got an advantage. And as long as he can decently pass, then you got a real advantage. So
They're not blowing anyone out of the water with the passing. They're really not. Their numbers really aren't huge, period.
No, well, they have 184 rushes to 104 pass attempts. So mm-hmm. they're a running team, and a lot of that has to do with the fact that I'm sure there's obviously designed runs for the quarterback, but plus is the ad-lib and the scrambles and everything like that. The other good thing really is they only have three turnovers in the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
Quarterback's got two interceptions. They've had five fumbles and only lost one. So that tells me that their running backs, receivers, they're strong with the ball, and I mean, they're 4-0, man.
Yeah, they're 4-0. They played it.
Saying that they blow, but you know, at Western Kentucky, they win 30-24 the first week. They beat Florida International 36-34, North Alabama 28-7, and then they beat Louisiana Monroe last week 40-7. So it's not like they're world beaters. They haven't beaten crazy good competition, but this quarterback poses a problem that Liberty's quarterback last year didn't, and they had a decent quarterback last year with an NFL receiver.
Decent passing quarterback.
It's
the dual threat thing that worries me, which should worry everybody.
Right, and the thing is that we talk about the injuries and this and that. Obviously, these guys are one-dimensional. You got to come up, you got to stop the run, try to force them to pass and beat you with the passing game, and I believe that that's what we're going to do. I think we're going to try to pressure them. I think you're going to see a lot of guys in the box. And I think they're going to go for it and try to still be, you know, hopefully I look at it like this. We've averaged almost three takeaways a game. I'd love to be able to take them away as many times, turn them over as many times as they've turned the ball over in three games. Give me three takeaways from the defense and show a strong effort. And I'll be happy, but that's really not where my worry is. I mean, you mentioned some of those guys in the defense, and some of those guys are transfers from bigger conferences, and I really, you know, we worry about what our offense is going to look like. We know that Rex Culpepper is going to get the go. He's going to get the first go, and you know, I'm just worried because I don't know who's going to be healthy. The running back room is getting awfully shallow.
Oh, yeah, we are in big trouble if we do not see. Obviously, we don't know about Juwan Jordan. And obviously, if Sean Tucker's out, that's I mean, it just doesn't get any better. And Tim on Facebook,
or any worse, you mean?
Oh yeah, it does get a whole lot better, guys. Forgive me for that.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. like I said last podcast, I'll take Josh Huff right now.
Hell yes. I would love to see what Huff
and
could do.
And I know I brought up something about Marlo Wax, and we talked about him coming in.
I mean, that's a possibility too. Yeah.
It is, but then you see all the linebackers that go down last week, and it's like, is it a possibility?
I mean, it's got to be.
Maybe Marlo Wax needs to start. Is he going to be a guy that
maybe
is going to play
both sides of the ball?
I mean, it's getting to that point. It's just the harsh, sad reality at this point. Again, I'm just going to try to be as optimistic as possible because I am a fan, we've talked about expectations going into this COVID season and just didn't have any.
Right.
Just didn't have any.
Yeah.
We were waiting for it to get to a certain point. I think we all saw a little bit of improvement, and then the injuries just went haywire. And I just don't know if you can realistically look at this roster and the people, so many people that we don't have that's and so young, like how young we are. Like, I don't see how anybody can expect to win. as sad as that sounds.
Well, I understand. But I don't want
to
be
cheer to win. Look, want them to win.
Well, of course. But let's do this. Okay. Now, look, there is a fine line between being a realist and just giving up, right? Right. So I think that Syracuse, the season's lost.
The kids aren't going to give up.
No, the kids aren't going to give up. I think the season's lost. I think we're looking ahead at getting the experience up and trying to stay as healthy as we can. And working out some of the kinks that we know we can take care of looking into next year, okay? It's kind of a science experiment right now, let's be honest. With that said, there's a possibility to sneak some wins out. Now,
oh, yeah.
Liberty is probably the best case scenario we could have right now with everything that just piled onto us last week.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it feels a lot like what our buddy Tim on Facebook said, like the wheels are falling off this thing. And I know everybody's feeling it. And, you know, to be honest, there's a little bit of that. It's a little bit of that. So, you know, but we're not going into Clemson. Okay.
No,
on two weeks we go into Clemson, our week and a half. But
even with our freshmen and how young we are, this is a defense that this team hasn't seen. So,
right.
We'll wait and see.
Yeah.
But I can't see them putting up 40 on us. I just can't see Babers and these coaches and with everything. You know, I just can't see them giving up. I don't see Babers giving up. I don't see him allowing the team to give up. And they're still going to go. They're still going to try. Whoever's out there, whoever's healthy, whoever's available, they're gonna give it a go. And when you talk about Liberty, who's a D1AA school, they're not D1AA. They're an independent school that doesn't have a conference. Like, theoretically, we should be able to beat these guys kind of no matter what, right? And that's kind of where our fans are going to see it.
At home.
A team. Yeah, well.
Not that that's a huge advantage right now.
Right.
Better than being away, though, I'll tell you that.
No, I mean, what are they, three and a half point favorite or underdogs at
home? We're a 3-point underdog, according to betonline.ag. We're a 3-point underdog right now. So, at home, against Liberty. But, you know, like you said, I mean, Liberty's winning games. They're scoring points, but they had one really close game. So, I have not gotten a chance to really watch them. I have kept my eye on them, though. But, anyway, we'll have to see. They bumped up their testing. Look, they were criticized quite a bit. You know, 5 weeks ago, I said, guys, look, we got 5 weeks. They got 5 weeks. They could turn their testing around in legit 2 weeks. It's going to be okay. Oh, well, let's cancel it. Guys, kids at Liberty play football too, man. They can't control that. Okay? So, they've gotten within the NCAA guidelines, and when they're coming in to play ACC teams, they're stepping it up to meet those standards as well. I think that they're testing 5 times this week, twice on Friday. And I'm being serious. I think that's what the case is.
Talked about.
Yeah.
We talked about that when this kind of came up. And
right.
Like, hey, again, 5 weeks.
Right.
Like, they just started. People just, you know, conferences and everything just brought up their protocols. They had quite a few non-conference games scheduled for ACC teams.
Right.
So, you know, we just assume that, you know, you want that money, you want those games.
They'll do it, right?
Then you're going to do it, right?
Right.
And they did. So.
Yeah, and you know,
no harm, no foul, right?
No, I don't think so. Me personally, I mean, I don't want a game taken off the schedule. I don't care if it's a team I never heard of. I don't care. I want to watch my team play. Obviously, right. I don't want to put them in danger, well, I mean, but you know, that's how people take that sometimes. But that's not what I'm talking about.
Nobody, and if they're not going to adhere to the testing and all that stuff,
well, then right.
You know, 100%. You know, we don't want to put our teams in danger or anything like that. And they adhere to it. So
Syracuse had their own snafu too.
Huh?
Syracuse had their own little snafu too right before that.
I think every team has at this point, right?
I just read
on ESPN that Florida's got something going on. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that.
They don't even know what's going on. I think they're supposed to be playing, I think, LSU or something like that this week. But with that, but also, too, I did hear actually today that New York State has actually added more states to the list of, you know, quarantine or not being able to, the travel quarantine thing.
South Carolina on there?
No, but Virginia is.
Virginia's been on there, though.
No, I heard that it just got added today.
No, it's been on there. Unless it was on there and then they took it off and then they put it back on there. But it's been on
there. I think that was the case.
Okay.
So that's interesting because, I mean, I don't know what the situation is with...
Right. Obviously, Liberty coming from Virginia, by the way. You know.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know if this is the situation where...
maybe that's the two tests on Friday thing?
Huh?
Maybe that's the two tests on Friday and one on Saturday or whatever it is.
Right. Maybe they have to go to that point because of that, right? Because right. There have been numbers that have gone up as far as cases. And I know that they're adding states and stuff like that. So maybe that is why they're doing five and they're going above and beyond. I hope it doesn't get canceled. But, I mean, you never know. Especially just popping up. So
yeah, and also...
Well, and of course, they're going to be testing for the rest of the week, right? So if something pops up, then...
Right, well, we'll know. Plus, you know, with just everything constantly is a moving piece on a chessboard. I mean, it's like, you know, trying to look at the NFL, guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
We didn't know the Bills or Tennessee was playing until this afternoon, right? So
yeah,
I mean, what it is
right,
at this point.
Exactly.
You just got to get used to the...
Gotta roll
Can't
with
plan
it.
Plan for anything. You gotta roll with.
That's right. That's right. And we'll take what we can
roll
get.
Roll with the punches.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, all right. Well, let's reflect a little, Joe. Let's reflect a little bit, and let's take a look at our picks from last week.
Mm.
And then we'll do some more picks. A lot of picks to do. Want to get into that? Make it as quick and painless as possible for you. The betonline.ag picks is brought to you by betonline.ag. Look, go there.
Wow.
Imagine that. Go there. They've got a new desktop website. Works great.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The mobile website is really slick and smooth to use. It's good. I enjoy it. I use it for this segment of the podcast, obviously. So they're going the extra mile this year to make sure you can get on everything imaginable this season, from game spread totals, team, player, and coaching props. BetOnline gives you more options to wage on than any other place online. Look, get in on the virtual stuff. Get in on the live stuff. The live stuff's fun, too. You can bet anytime during any game. Just check out the props that they got there. You know, play around with it, you know, put a little bit here, a little bit there. You know,
there's a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff. So you can get on all the action this season. Just go to betonline.ag. Take advantage of all of their sign-up bonuses today. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Thank you, betonline.ag. Okay, look, Joe, both of us went 2-5 last week.
No,
last
awful.
Year. I don't know what
this
we went
This is why
last
we
year.
Tell you not to listen to our bets.
So what do you do? What do you do? Good. Do you bet against our bets? I mean, that's not a bad idea either. You know?
Oh, I mean, yeah, you could go that route.
We both chose Syracuse, loss. We both chose Louisville, loss. We both chose NC State, win. We both chose Virginia Tech. That was my game of the week, Virginia Tech versus North Carolina. Not a bad game. Wouldn't say it's a game of the week. We both lost that. All right, you chose Pitt over BC over Pitt. And you won. I lost. I chose Pitt. That was the game of the week, I think. Your game of the week was Miami-Clemson. Not even close. I picked Clemson. I win that one. And then we both lost the Notre Dame game. So, anyways, 2-5 for each of us. Let's delve into this week's pick. Let's go down. We always do home team first. Liberty.
Home team first.
Liberty at Syracuse, Joe.
It Liberty is Bibbity.
Liberty Liberty Bibbity. That's what Cole says all the time. That's funny. I'm going to just refresh this because this has been up since this afternoon. It is still got Syracuse as a 3-point underdog. Okay? So, Liberty at Syracuse. Joe, look, I'm going to keep the faith this week. All right? I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what it's going to look like. It could be really ugly. The defense could just outright win the game for us and the offense not do anything at all. But I'm still going to put my eggs in one basket. I'm going to go ahead and take Syracuse. I would take the I would just take Syracuse outright in this, but I'll take them with the points.
Yeah, that's I know that I talked about earlier, when I was a little bit more in my feelings about it a couple of days ago, like about talking about this game. Not knowing what's up with certain players, but for the exact reason, like you said, who knows what this is going to be or what that's going to be. Like, I know Liberty doesn't either. And that's a situation, like, Liberty has nothing to go off of, really. I mean, they can go off of some of what Rex Culpepper's been in there for, but I have a feeling that, we're going to have to obviously become very, very creative with the play calling, with the things that we do this week. And, Liberty isn't going to have any tape on that.
By the
and
way,
I also
good point. By the way, Coach said nothing will change, but we all know that, of course, it's going to have to.
Yeah, right. That's just Coach speaker. I mean, that's just he's saying what he's got to say right there, right? That's the politician answer. But it's a situation where they're going to see a defense that they haven't seen. And better than any defense that they played, and they are going to see an offense that they can't see on tape. So, I'm kind of going to go on this. I'm on the same kind of board with you. I still think that that we can all pull it together and we can get it done this week versus Liberty. It's not going to be easy, and I think that we have to be strategic with it, especially with the plays and possibly even the going fast and changing up certain things.
Maybe we see what we've been trying to suggest. Not that we're, not that we're some kind of genius.
Well, it's easy to be armchair quarterbacks, right? But
right.
It's just one of those things where when you don't have the depth and you can't sub in and out like that, then you can't play that many plays. And sometimes you just got to do what you got to do to pull out a W. And I hope that we see that this week. I have faith that we can do that.
I do too. And we'll see what happens. Got to imagine going to see a little something different, in my opinion. I am excited, though, as if it's the first game of the season, just to see what we're going to look like, what we're going to do. You know?
Yeah.
Real quick. They've got to, obviously, we talked about it, and I don't want to have a huge long conversation on this, but it just popped in my head.
Yeah.
We talked about it last episode after everything against Duke. Someone's going to have to be that second guy. Just predictions, Joe, just for the fun of it. Do we get to see who that second guy is? Or what do you think?
In other words, I don't think we do.
You don't think we do?
I'm getting there. No. I think Rex plays this whole game out.
Assuming in my scenario is that Rex stays healthy. Unless we get some kind of magical large lead towards the end of the game.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
All right. Well, no. It would be interesting. I don't know. I think it's definitely
something to look for. I mean, obviously, we're seeing a whole bunch of younger players and everything like that. But I just don't know if it's a situation where, because it's always a situation where you can kind of throw in the towel, right, on the season and bring in the young guys and get them. But it's just so early. And with Rex and everything he's gone through and him being a senior and everything, I think that it would be, I think, and I know everything that we talked about last episode, you know, I think that we're just basing it off of what we've seen. So we're just kind of being honest off of what we've seen. And we know that he hasn't prepared to be the starter, but I think it would be a travesty if we didn't give him a chance to be the guy, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So with everything he's gone through and with the situation that this team is and everything like that, I think they're going to give him a shot and try to throw together a game plan that he can deal with. And see what happens, see what works. And then if that doesn't work, then you're talking about going to the drawing board. And then maybe you see a little bit more of these other guys. But I just don't see it happening this week.
Okay. All right, let's try to roll through these pretty quick. All right. Pittsburgh at Miami. Pittsburgh coming into there with at a 10-point underdog. I mean, look, Pitt's been in a lot of close games. They lost a close one last week. They haven't really gotten stomped, right? I don't think they have. They've been in every game they've played, but I think Miami goes ahead and takes it this week. They're gonna cover points and everything. Miami.
I'm gonna go against you. I disagree.
Are you?
I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Makes it interesting.
Yeah. Good. They've kept everything. Their two losses is against NC State by 1 point and against Boston College
by one point. Yep.
I mean, they're 2 points away from being, or, you know, whatever, 4 points away from being 5-0. So they've kept everything close. They got a good defense. Miami kind of got smacked in the mouth last week. There could be a confidence issue. And I know it's at Miami. I know they're probably going to have some fans because it's Florida and everything, but. And, I mean, even if they're ready to go, you know, Pat Narduzzi coming off a loss with Pitt and them just being that close to being 5-0, I don't think they lose by 10 points.
Clemson at Georgia Tech, giving Georgia Tech 27 points. Look, I don't ever recommend betting against Clemson right now. I don't. But I know we just stomped Georgia Tech, but they've played a couple close games, man. Recently, so
yeah. Well, I mean, they beat Louisville this past week.
Yeah, and
I understand that too.
But who do you think is better, Louisville or the Syracuse that Georgia Tech played? I mean, that's the tough one.
I think it's close.
Yeah, well, Syracuse like waxed the floor with Georgia Tech. Look, I'm going to take a chance on the points only because it's 27 and take Georgia Tech. I think it's a bad idea, but I'm doing it.
It's funny you're actually doing that because the only reason that I took Miami last week was because of obviously what I thought about Miami, but also because of the fact that I saw Clemson against Virginia, and Virginia scored some points. So I figured Miami would be able to too. But obviously Clemson woke up. They showed me everything that they need to see, and we saw what happens to Georgia Tech's quarterback, Jeff Sims, when he's under pressure.
True story.
And they're not going to be able to run on Clemson like they ran on us. So I honestly think that that Clemson takes this pretty easily. I can see backups in the second half. I got Clemson all the way.
Okay, Clemson. 27 points. All right. Next on the betonline.ag.
No, it's only four touchdowns.
Yeah, I know. Well, in a missed extra point. We got Louisville heading into Notre Dame at a 17.5 point underdog. Look, I bet against Notre Dame last week when they were when Florida State was a 20.5 point underdog, which I thought was a ton. And Notre Dame cleared that. I think Florida State and Louisville are pretty comparable. Man. I don't know. It's at Notre Dame. It was at Notre Dame last week too. Damn it. I'm going to take Notre Dame. So
Rudy. By the way,
this is one of those sometimes you take the team you want to lose. So you just like put your money in that basket, and if they lose, you're good. I mean, you lost some money, but you're good. They lose.
I feel you.
You know, it's my going theory. I've done it. I'm not gonna lie.
I got you. Yeah. I'm taking Louisville.
Okay.
17 points. They couldn't beat Florida State by 17 points, and I still think that Louisville is a better team than them.
Okay.
Louisville's got some players. They can score some points, and I don't think that Notre Dame's going to be able to score enough points. I know Louisville's defense is bad, but I don't think they're going to be able to score enough points to be able to beat Louisville by 17.
Okay. All right. How many more do we got? Four?
All of them.
Four more. All of the ones left. Where were we just now? All right. Duke at NC State. I'm going to let you hit this one first. We got to pick games of the week. Let's do that after we roll through.
We can do that.
Duke at NC State. Duke getting 4.5 points going into there. This one's easy to me. Yeah, I'm taking NC State.
I'm taking NC State. I think that this quarterback makes this team completely different than the quarterback that started the first two games. Devin Leary, he couldn't play because he had to be, you know, contact tracing, had to quarantine, all that kind of stuff. But he's looked really, really impressive. NC State's looked impressive the last 2 weeks. I mean, they surprised me by beating Pittsburgh, and then last week they came out and won pretty handily. What do you think about
Duke's been in almost every game at some point, even in their losses?
But the thing is I think we saw as fans, right? I think the only reason that this line is what it is because of what Duke did to Syracuse as far as all the stats and how they dominated us, even though.
Yeah, on the ground. Yes.
Oh, yeah. So they're not going to be able to do that against NC State, and NC State's going to be able to score against them. It wasn't like Duke's defense was world beaters. They're just, you know, they're consistent. They're solid. But, yeah, I got NC State all day long.
All right. Next up, North Carolina at Florida State. Florida State is coming into that game as a 13.5 point underdog. North Carolina, they just put up a ton on Virginia Tech. I almost don't see a problem with them at all clearing that.
Yeah. I had a buddy at work, right? Huge North Carolina fan. Went to the game actually last week. First game in North Carolina for fans. But, you know, they're worried about their defense. Like, what are you going to do about our defense? You know, like, people are scoring against us. But I think that Virginia Tech actually legit has a good offense. It's just they've been missing so many players. And they're ranked. They've missed 20-plus players the first two games. So they're still trying to figure it out. So I wouldn't really worry about that. Now Florida State has had trouble scoring against certain teams. I think North Carolina gets this pretty easily, honestly.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it.
I mean, unless Florida State, you know, being home in the state of Florida, if they are allowing fans, which I think they are, then if that makes some type of difference or if there's some weather situation where Sam Howell can't, like, air it out. But other than some random stuff like that, I think North Carolina's got it.
Okay. Boston at Virginia Tech. Boston College going into that game as an 11-point underdog. Okay. Now, Virginia Tech should be able to to handle this. Did I skip one? I got sidetracked because I'm counting. And I feel like I skipped one.
There's another one, but that's fine.
All right. We'll go back to it in a second. Boston at Virginia Tech, Joe. I'm just going to. Based on the way Virginia Tech can score, I'm just going to take Virginia Tech. I don't know what to tell you. I've only seen one game of theirs, and I don't know any of their players, but sounds good to me. Hey, I'm just being honest. So I don't know what's going on with Virginia Tech, bro. I got to be honest with you. I'm a Hokie hater, too, by the way.
Yeah, no. I mean, I get it. And, again, because they were missing so many players, you don't really know where they are, and they're still trying to work some people in as far as that goes. But when you look at Virginia Tech, they came out and beat NC State by 21 points the first game. A lot of that had to do with the quarterback, and they don't have the same type of – NC State's not the same team as that first week right now, 100%. And then they came out and they played at Duke and won 38-31. That's 7 points against Duke, and Boston College beat Duke – I think week one, like 26-6 or something like that. Boston College, to me, I still don't understand. And it was the same thing as last week. The only loss they have is to North Carolina by four. If they only lost North Carolina by four, North Carolina just did what they did to Virginia Tech. I mean, what is it, 11 points you said?
Yep, even.
Yeah, that's easy Boston College. That's easy Boston College to me. I think Boston College covers that.
Okay. BC. With 11. All right, last one. Virginia at Wake Forest. Wake Forest going to be a 3-point underdog in that game. And this one's tough, man. This one's kind of tough. I'm going to.
Would you say it was an underdog? Virginia?
Or no, Wake Forest. Wake Forest.
Okay.
I'm going to. Here's the thing. Okay, here's the thing. I don't think I've seen Wake Forest play. How many games have they played? What's their record?
They are 1-2.
Okay, well, okay. I'm surprised
they played a non-conference game. They lost to Clemson 37-13 week one. And they lost at NC State by 3, 45-42.
Oh, I did watch Notre Dame Clemson one, actually, but I don't remember it. So, what was the Notre Dame game?
Got postponed, and then they played Campbell and beat him 66-14, which is a D1AA school.
Right. I wasn't in Virginia. UVA didn't play. Oh, yeah, they did. They got beat by NC State pretty handily. I'm going to take Wake Forest. I'm going to take Wake Forest in that.
Okay.
Points. Why? Because I'm feeling lucky. Look, nobody listened to me. Okay? Don't listen to Joe either. That's the problem with this.
Oh, yeah, that definitely is the problem with this, right? I don't know what's going on as far as, like, the quarterback situation in Virginia goes, but I do know that Virginia has recruited pretty well. I was not really – this is the thing, is that Wake Forest lost to an NC State team that was being quarterbacked by Bailey Hockman still, and it wasn't Devin Leary. It wasn't even what NC State was. But it does look like Wake Forest can score. The problem is that I feel like Virginia's defense is pretty good, and I don't know. Wake Forest hasn't shown enough for me. And you said, what is it, 2?
3.
Oh, it's 3?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can see to where this is like a wash. Like, Virginia wins by 3, but I'm going to take Virginia. I wasn't impressed by Wake Forest when I watched them. I think they have a good quarterback, but I think they lack playmakers. And if Virginia can stop that run game, then
I get it. When in doubt,
I'm going UVA, bro.
Home team. And I don't like putting too much faith in Virginia teams. So, okay, look. All right, that's it. That's all of them. Joe, are you going to pick – judging by Joe's
– How about you go? No, because I'm – you know what? Because I'm changing the way. I'm going to go to your way.
You are?
Yeah, oh, wow, go to your way.
I've swayed you.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to guess yours, and then I'm not. You don't have to respond. I think you're going to pick the Pitt Miami game. Just by the way, you bet. By the way, But I'm going to have to say, you know, just on our last discussion, you talked me into it. I was unsure until the UVA Wake Forest game. I think that might be the ACC game of the week, man. I think it's a tough. It's a tough.
Even though it was two teams that people might not care about.
Yeah,
you're going to the closest game, right?
I want to see a good game. That obviously Pitt. We've got some in Boston College, old Big East teams. But that Pitt Boston College game last week was so good. It was so good.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care who it is. I can watch any ACC team if it's going to be that like a game like that. Like I'm enthralled.
Yeah.
You
want to see those good games, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
When you're a fan, you want to see your team run it up, right?
Hell yeah.
But when you're like just a fan of the sport, like you want to see that it comes down to a field goal or these guys are trying, you know, it's so close at the end of the game, right?
Right. Or if it's basketball and it's like UVA, you want to see them get smoked. You want to see Duke get smoked.
Right.
It's a little different. But a football game where you got the back and forth like that, like I want to see a good game. I do. Unless Notre Dame's playing. You can smoke them too. Because they suck. And they can suck it. All right, Joe. we got Joe.
So you were close.
Man, I just went by the way you bet.
Well, that was number two, right?
Okay.
That was my number two. To be perfectly honest with you, your comment probably swayed me. Just so you couldn't be right. Because I was going back and forth between two of them. But I'm going to pick Boston College, Virginia Tech. I think that I think Boston College is better than people are giving them credit for. And, I think that's going to be a good game.
Okay. All right.
I just think that I'm down. I think Pittsburgh-Miami has the potential to be a good game. But I think between the two games, I think that there could be a possibility of a better chance of, like, Miami taking off. On like with fans in the crowd and being able to, you know, maybe let some anger out from the ass whooping they got last week.
Yeah. So, well, I would be perfectly happy being wrong if the Pitt Miami game was actually a thriller.
Don't get me wrong. It has an opportunity to, but that all just depends on Kenny Pickett and that offense.
I think he's solid though, dude. I mean, he's a solid player, man.
But he had some hiccups against Boston College.
I understand. I get it.
So, and that's why, like I said, at Boston College, they're tough all over the place. They're tough. I just don't see blowing them out unless they completely give up. And with a new coach and the way that they're playing, I just don't see it. I think they're all buying in. And I think there's a possibility for multiple really, really good games in the ACC this week. I mean, hell, realistically, Liberty Syracuse could be one too.
I actually crossed my mind, bro. But I never want to pick
a non-conference team with the game of the week.
Yeah,
right? We want to have ACC versus ACC, right?
But I don't necessarily unless SU's like burning it down and we're going into, you know, Clemson and we're like, you know, we got a shot. This is gonna be the game of the week, like it was the year after they beat Clemson. Remember that hype?
Oh yeah,
the year after
and
they beat,
and we were ranked 15th.
Yeah, so I mean,
and we almost
it was legit.
Won that game.
Yeah, and it was another good game. We took out actually, Chase Bryce came in for Trevor Lawrence in that game. We knocked
beat
him
us.
Out. Huh?
No, that just shows you how important
backup quarterbacks
just shows
are.
Yeah.
So, all right. Look.
Well, no, not even backup quarterbacks, but like where you play.
Well, where you play,
I'll tell you
sure.
what, Chase Bryce 2 years ago at Clemson looked a lot better than Chase Bryce last weekend.
Oh yes,
at Duke.
Absolutely.
So
the Chase Bryce we know now is just yeah.
So yeah, so it has a lot to do with the players around you for all you DeVito haters.
Yeah, we love you, DeVito haters. It's fine.
And
we
just
get
to give
it.
You a heads up too, we've had some Nate Mink has since he posted
the tweet.
Well, not only the tweet, but
spit it out, brother.
I looked at Syracuse.com earlier with the article, right? And it was just a tweet. But since then, he has actually added some dialogue. So obviously, it's a situation where he had an interview and talked to him and wanted to break the news, but then he had to kind of go through his dialogue and figure out what he was going to put in there, edit it, and make the story. And the story is now there at Syracuse.com. So it does look like it is confirmed because I see quotes from him.
All right. Well, obviously, we hate to see Cisco go. Obviously, this we knew he was probably going to go after this year. Unfortunately, we were robbed of getting to really watch him play,
especially in this 3-3-5.
I know, and you know, we got Malcolm Folk coming in too.
Got some guys. I'm not saying, but I'm talking about this year.
Trust me, the first couple games,
did you see him coming up and just flying and hitting?
Yes. It sucks, but we still love him. We wish him luck, man. Obviously, orange in the NFL is a huge deal. My son's a Seahawks fan. Love watching Alton Robinson. My son's
he's out
super
there, too.
Stoked.
He's playing some. He's making some games. He's making some plays.
No, he sacked Dak Prescott. Was his first sack of his career.
Right, and I get it. Cisco going home to Florida, probably getting the surgery, doing the rehab home.
We talked yesterday, you and I, and we realized he was at home.
Yeah,
and it didn't. It was not. Obviously, we knew something was.
Well, but we don't know the situation where if he's got an option to do virtual learning, he wants to go home and go through his his operation and the therapy to come from his own home and state. But we kind of had a clue with that, right? That it was going to be something. Sucks that he can't be on the sideline with the team, but I know that he's going to cheer him on. He's a good dude, and he's all orange, and I just wish him the best, and I just hope that that he can come back from this and kind of get drafted where he was supposed to get drafted and where he deserves to get drafted because he's a hell of a player.
Yeah, well said, Joe. I ditto that. Absolutely. Look, that's going to do it for us. We appreciate all of you for coming on and checking us out. Thank you to Bet Online. Thank you to Manscaped.com. For Joe, I'm Sean. We're out.
Peace.
I said I'm Sean. I'm not Sean. Sean. Right, Jeff?
Well, that just explains everything. Like you can't even pronounce your own name right. How are we supposed to pronounce other players' names?
I mean, that is a solid point, Joe. Very solid.